I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this month, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari ordered extremist Islamic groups to disband. Transworld Radio's Garth Kennedy says some of these schools held students hostage.
There are plenty of Islamic schools around that are still continuing and are not taking the extremist point of view. We see that as a good point because it does mean that the outside world is seeing what's happening, and the president needs to do something about the situation in his country. And people are suffering. Not only the church is suffering, but there is a lot of suffering amongst general Nigerians in the country.
TWR offers hope in Christ in their heart languages through the radio waves. To continue this work, TWR plans to expand its coverage through its Oasis Transmitter Project. Help support the cost of this project and spread the gospel. Learn more at missionnews.org. And technology is carrying the gospel in new ways. Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is one of these conduits, says Rex Rogers.
We can reach people in their homes, the relative safety of their homes, directly to their TVs in countries where religions and rulers and regimes sometimes try to block Christian teaching. And it's an amazing technology for such a time as this.
The potential audience of Sat7's Christian programming is 500,000 people. Their kids' shows, dramas, and teachings are produced in Persian, Turkish, and Arabic. It takes a lot of love and support to produce Christian programming. Sat7 is currently raising funds to make God's love visible in the region. In addition to financial support, Sat7 hopes you'll pray that this programming will reveal Christ's heart for the region. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries. Your gift of any amount helps us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.